0-1. Chopper slowly hit left side, charged by Correa. He gloves, throws across in time, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros sweep the three-game series from the Angels and win their fourth in a row, beating the Angels today 13-3.
Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Astros have won 11 consecutive meetings from the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch, coming off a series sweep with the Angels and the big blowout win yesterday. And, you know, Mike Fiers pitching with a big lead. We've seen him do that before and struggle with it. But yesterday did a really good job going seven innings, giving up three runs.
Yeah, he did. He did a good job of pitching with the lead, which he had a couple of long innings he had to pitch after, which pitchers never complain about when you're scoring for him. But difficult to not just throw the ball right down the middle, not just get ambushed. You know, he pitched out of a couple jams in the middle of the game that kept the game at a good distance. Going seven innings, he got banged up for the two-run homer late, but seven innings, three runs, team was in a position to win. Nice job by Fiers.
I pretty much asked you everything I could ask you about Jose Altuve, but two home runs yesterday, and here's a stat. I don't know if you knew this. He has two seasons now with 15 or more home runs. The only other player in Major League history, 5-6 or shorter to do that, is Hack Wilson, who's in the Hall of Fame and did it back in the 1930s. I mean, his power surge last couple of years has been amazing.
Yeah, it's incredible to watch him evolve as a hitter. And too many times we label hitters early in their careers as to what they can or can't do. We see our eyes and we forget that these guys are developing men. The man strength comes in. His ability to center the baseball has gotten better. His ability to lay off tough pitches and wait for a pitch to hit has gotten better. And so his production has. So as good as he's been in his early career, he's rising to the point of being one of the best hitters in the game and the most potent.
Making a move today, Alex Bregman, second overall pick in the draft last year, getting called up with Danny Wirth getting designated for assignment. And obviously a lot of the fan base has been clamoring for Bregman. Was great at AA, has played very well since coming up to AAA at the end of June. And what are you hoping that Bregman brings to this ball club?
Yeah, I hope he provides just, you know, another good player in our lineup. You know, he's a terrific athlete. He can move around the field. His baseball acumen is very strong. His knack for the short swing barrel contact is very high. He's answered every challenge that we've given him. It's a meteoric rise through the minor leagues. He's barely even played a full season in the minor leagues of games. So I commend him for learning on the fly. He's going to learn a few positions here at the big league level, which is not easy. But all in all, he can come up in an environment that's good. The clubhouse is good. The winning attitude is here to stay. So he doesn't have to carry us. He has to be Alex Bregman and on offer whatever he can whenever I put him in the lineup and do his best to be a big leaguer.
So he's at third base today. He came up as a shortstop or was drafted as a shortstop, playing third base today. He started playing outfield over the last weeks, playing left field at AAA. How do you plan on using him?
Yeah, I'm going to move him around a little bit based on need. You know, part of the appeal of having Bregman up here is I can plug him in wherever I want. You know, and as long as he can handle it mentally, he'll be able to handle the rigors of the positions. You know, if I want to give Correa a day off, putting Bregman in feels pretty good about it. If I want to give Altuve a day off, I can put him at second. He'll see some time in left field. He made DH. He's going to have to earn his playing time like all of our guys do. But given that he's not just stoic in one position and forces me to only play him in one position, it's nice to have that versatility and the extra boost of youth.
Meanwhile, Danny Wirth, obviously, he's done everything you'd asked him to do, hadn't been playing a whole lot, but had done a nice job filling in as that kind of utility infielder role.
Yeah, and Marwin may fill in a little bit more with that. I'll move Valbuena over to first. And, it'll be a trick to get everybody in there and feeling comfortable and continuing to contribute. Gattis will DH and catch, and he may be impacted. Rasmus is down today because Tucker's swinging a hot bat. Gomez will obviously see his time cut into a little bit. So I think our guys are all going to have to take a turn next to me on the bench, which is not always ideal for them. It is ideal for me, given the strength of our lineup.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
Back with more of Astro Launch right after this.
The following minute of Astros history featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
The Killer Bees were too much for the Phillies right-hander Corey Lytle on this day in 2005. Batting second in the order, Craig Biggio hit a one-out homer in the first inning and Lance Berkman followed with one of his own. In the third inning, Willie Taveras singled and Biggio hit another home run into the Crawford boxes. Berkman hit another home run too. It was the first time in franchise history that two players had hit back-to-back home runs twice in the same game. Andy Pennant was the beneficiary of the bee stings as he won his eighth game of the year. The final score was 7-1. The Astros started slowly in 2005, but they were in second on July 25th, but had to finish with a rush to win the wild card. Then they got hot in the playoffs. They beat the Braves and the Cardinals and went all the way to the World Series.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
Pitch on the way. Breaking ball drill deep to right field. Going back, Calhoun, and he will watch that one go. Preston Tucker goes yard, and the Astros go up 10-1. Fourth home run of the year for Tucker.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks ahead of a three-game series with the New York Yankees, and one of the big proponents of the Astros being able to sweep the Angels series was Preston Tucker. Just got brought up 3 days ago and made an immediate impact. Number one, Preston, thanks for joining us, and congratulations on your call-up.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be back here, especially, you know, getting right back into the mix, starting against the division rival. And, you know, the first series is fun, and I'm looking forward to this one.
And that first one, facing Matt Shoemaker, there weren't going to be many hits the way he's been pitching probably the last 12 games, and you came up with a big triple. What did you see? What did you get, and what did you put on it?
Yeah, he's been one of the best pitchers in the league the last month or so, and we knew that we were going to have to scrap for runs any way we could. He was pitching off a splitter. It's, you know, one of the best I've seen. It's certainly one you don't see down in AAA.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, I was just trying to get something started that, you know, there's no one on base, so I was trying to get on. And, you know, it wasn't a bad pitch that I hit, but it's, it was a splitter that I recognized early and was able to barrel.
And then the home run that you hit yesterday was a hanging slider from lefty Alvarez coming out of the pen for the Angels. One of the prettiest swings I've seen you take. You hit a couple of homers in Detroit last year, but that one yesterday was impressive, not only off of a lefty, but take me through what you were thinking on that. And you got a hanging breaking ball, and you put a great swing on it.
Going down to AAA, you know, I was able to, you know, get more consistent at bats against lefties. So, you know, I did feel a little bit more comfortable going up there and, you know, facing him. But, you know, I was just trying to stay short. You know, I had two strikes on me. He'd thrown me, you know, all everything he had. So I kind of knew what to look for. And I was just, you know, trying to stay as short as I could, look for something up in the zone. You know, he threw a mistake, and, you know, I took advantage of it, tried to stay as short as I could. And, I ran into one.
When you say stay short, tell the people what that means to you in your mind. How do you stay short to the baseball?
You're really just trying to be as direct as possible, not, you know, trying to muscle up and hit the ball out of the park. I'm just really trying to bring the bat from A to B. And, you know, if you know, I think I'm strong enough to where if I can, you know, barrel up balls, you know, good things are going to happen. So basically I'm just trying to be as short as I can, be as direct to the ball as I can, and, you know, see what happens.
You, of all people, probably have a pretty good idea of what this team was like in the first month of the season when they were struggling and what the vibe was in the clubhouse. How is it different now, or is it different at all? I mean, it seemed like that first month they still kept a good attitude.
It was a good attitude, but, you know, obviously there were some disappointing moments. It seemed like we always couldn't get that big hit we needed, or, you know, when we had a lead, we'd always lose it late. And, you know, once I got back here, it started feeling like the team that we had last year. Yeah. We're coming up with big hits, or, you know, our pitching's been lights out, and our hitting just, you know, continues to, improve. And it seems like up and down the lineup, everyone's dangerous. And that's what's making it so fun here. And, you know, hopefully we can continue that to the rest of the season and, you know, have fun doing it.
Isn't it a lot of fun when there's so many different contributors on a daily basis where everybody feels like they're part of the team?
Absolutely. Obviously, Altuve is one of the best hitters in the league, but I think it's good for him that we don't have to rely solely on him to, you know, drive in all the runs, get on base. It seems like everyone in the lineup's dangerous, and, you know, we're expecting, you know, whoever's up at the plate to, you know, produce and help us win. And I think that's a, you know, that's a big part of the team chemistry here, is we know that everyone can contribute and everyone can really do their part.
Last thing with Preston, you saw Alex Bregman for a couple of weeks in Fresno. What stands out to you most about him?
Yeah, he can barrel up balls with the best of them. I think, it didn't seem like there was one fastball that got by him. You know, he's got real quick hands. He's a solid player. And, you know, obviously we put him in left and at third a little bit. And he's learning those positions quickly, and he's going to be a good guy we can use in different situations, move him around if we need him to. Mm. And I think he's going to, you know, solidify a spot in the lineup. I think, he's a solid all-around hitter. And, I'm excited to see what he can do up here.
That's Preston Tucker. Preston, thanks for catching up, and congratulations. It's great having you back.
It's good to be back. Thanks for having me.
Robert Ford, Steve Sparks, on your radio, the Houston Astros Radio Network.
George has shown the good ability, and it's gotten better
in each year that he's been in the major leagues, is staying in the middle of the field, at least thinking middle of the field in these RBI situations. Now, the pitch may dictate you pull it, but one of the more prolific RBI guys for the Astros, at least in recent memory, has been Carlos Lee, who had that approach and was one of the best at driving in runs or getting those runs in, and that was his thought process.
2-1. Breaking ball, grounded up the middle, pass Simmons, and in the center field. Gomez scores. Tucker scores. Two-run single for George Springer. 6-0 Astros.
Simmons with some of the best range you'll see as a shortstop, but with runners on second and third, they were playing halfway in. That limits that range, and Springer stayed with the middle of the field, picks up two RBIs.
Astros 13-3 winners over the Angels today, and we're joined by our Landry's player of the game, George Springer, reaching base four times today, two singles, including a two-run single in the second, also drew a walk. And man, what an offensive explosion for the Astros today, George. And you were a big part of it, being able to get on base in that leadoff spot.
Yeah, you know, we obviously swung the bats today well with you know, Hosey hitting the big homers and Albuena hitting the big homer there. And it's just a good team win for us today. We got to come out again tomorrow with the same approach.
George, you guys are obviously setting the table well for some really hot hitters with Altuve and Correa driving in a ton of runs. But you're also, when the guys at the bottom of the order, very capable, as you did in the second inning, driving in a couple of runners on second and third and picking up RBIs yourself. Everybody seems to be clicking.
Yeah. You know, obviously, you know, this is a complete team game, and you know, we're going to need everybody. And when anybody can swing the bat like that today, you know, we got contributions from everybody, and that's making for a good day for us.
George, this is the sixth time this season you have started a game at the DH spot. Of course, you're normally out in right field, so you have a little bit more time on your hands. What are you doing between at bats when you're DHing?
I try to stay in the game.
You know, you try to.
Right. I mean, you know, I make sure, you know, had I stay loose, I go stretch a lot. I go hide the bike and but that's it. You know, I mean, it's for me, it's those hatred, and I just got to make sure that I stay loose and into the game.
George, I'm picturing you down in the dugout with your helmet on right now. You got your football helmet on while you're riding the bike. I know you can't contain yourself.
No, I'm a high energy guy, so there's not much I can do besides sit there, and that's that. You know, that can be tough for me, but you know, every once in a while, I'm all right with it.
All right, George Springer, Landry's player of the game. Hey, George, thanks for joining us. Congrats on the good game and on the victory.
No problem. Thank you.
The Houston Astros.
Swing and a miss. Mike Fiers has done it. A no-hitter.
On your radio.
That ball's clobbered. Left field. See ya.
All summer long.
Start spreading the news. The Houston Astros win the AL wildcard game.
The Houston Astros Radio Network.